Welcome back to Time to Thrive. We're so glad you've joined us today, and we're going to do just a little recap of what we've talked about the last couple episodes. If you missed last episode, go back and listen to it. We got to interview Pastor Dean and his wife, Laura Jane, and we got to ask them questions about commitment, but specifically in their relationship and with him being our pastor. So it was very good. Yeah. We got to learn some really cool things. And so this episode is just going to be kind of us just recapping everything, highlighting some things that really stuck out to us.
And one of the things that we wanted to do is, after studying, after, you know, going through the verse that we're memorizing this month, after going over the story of Mary and Joseph, seeing how they were committed, and then also with Pastor Dean and Miss Laura Jane, hearing their story about commitment and asking them questions about that, what is something that us personally were wanting to work on or be more committed or learn more about? And for me, it was so interesting when we studied Mary and Joseph, doing just a little bit of debrief that we did on those passages, and how Mary and Joseph were so committed to being dedicated to what the Lord had for them, not caring about what the world said was wrong or what was going wrong, but being committed to, God has a plan for me. I may not exactly know what's going to happen, how it's supposed to go, or if it's supposed to be going this way, but as long as the Lord is directing me, then ultimately I can be committed to the Lord and His plan, and He will work out everything for His good and those who love Him. So that's one thing that has been in my mind, is as long as you are obedient to the Lord, say yes to the Lord, ultimately, as long as just be committed to the Lord, what His plan is. It may not go exactly the way we think it should be, but ultimately it will be the way that it's supposed to be for our lives and for His glory. So being committed in everything, even if you don't understand everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine. Do you have yours or something?
Kind of along the same lines. I think one thing I'm going to be committed more in is something like in my personal life. Definitely more with my relationships, just being giving my 100% committed to not just God, but also my church and family relationships, but also just in prayer. I feel like that's one thing I noticed lately that I want to continue to work on and improve is my prayer life, whether it's just writing out my prayers or just making it a priority to not just pray like at the beginning and end of the day, but it's like a constant communication. It's a constant relationship with God.
Yeah, and going along the prayer, when we were interviewing Pastor Dean and Laura Jane, hearing, you know, them as a couple in ministry, having this as their ministry, I'm sure there's a lot of things, you know, they have to go through, commitment being one of them. Every, you know, marriage goes through that. But being us as a church, us as those are, he's our pastor, that's his wife, being committed to praying for them, because I can't imagine the war that goes on, you know, with them doing what the Lord has called them to do, being committed to each other and all these different things, living with a marriage and a family that's supposed to be devoted and committed to the Lord. So us as a church, we can be committed to praying for them. And just hearing a little bit about their story really opens up that they're not just people on a platform on Sunday morning. They're real people who have a mission that the Lord has called them to do, and we're called to support them and encourage them, love them, and praying for them as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
I've enjoyed this.
Me too. It has been good. I like the themes. They're fun.
They are.
And I'll let Haley tell a little bit about the theme for next month.
So next week is going to be the first episode in March, and it's going to start continuing our Love Like That series. But the theme for March is going to be over temptation. So we're going to have new scripture we're going to introduce to you that we're going to study and be able to memorize all month long. We're going to have a new biblical couple that we're going to look at. And then we'll also have another couple from our church that we're going to interview. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So thank you all for listening again, following along with us this month. We're ready for the next month, everything that it has entailed with that. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and share with a friend. And thank you again for joining along with us. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye.